This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the Special Campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices, and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved substantial outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. In Jharkhand, senior leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to garner support for their candidates, with only one day left for campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow in Ranchi this evening. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held a poll rally at Ranchi. Mr. Soren accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. He also criticized the BJP for suppressing voices that opposed them. Leaders from Congress, AJSU and left parties have also been actively campaigning across the state. 43 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase in the state on Wednesday. In the second phase, voting will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, campaigning for the assembly elections is in full swing. Leaders from various political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state to address key issues and secure voter support. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies in Jalgaon, Malkapur and Buldhana today. He alleged that the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi MVA coalition is making false promises. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari held meetings in Nagpur and Yavatmal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted India's growing influence on the global stage. He said that the entire world is appreciating India's story. Speaking at a private event in Mumbai today, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that while the progress may seem ordinary to those in India, the world has increasingly taken notice of the country's transformation. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index AQI of 336 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. The Met Department has forecast that Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate. In Jammu and Kashmir, a junior commissioned officer of the Army Special Forces laid down his life while three soldiers were critically injured in a gunfight with terrorists in a remote forest area of Kishtwar district today. Based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by security forces in general area of Bharat Ridge in Kishtwar following recent killing of two village defense guards. 3 to 4 terrorists are believed to be trapped in the area and a massive search operation is underway. More details are awaited. In West Bengal, by-election will be held on Wednesday for 6 assembly constituencies, Shitai, Madarihat, Noihati, Harua, Medinipur and Taldangra. The Election Commission is taking comprehensive measures to ensure a free and fair election across these constituencies. A total of 108 companies of central forces will be deployed along with adequate numbers of state police and quick response teams to maintain law and order. In cricket, India has set a target of 125 runs against host South Africa in the second T20 of four-match series at St. George's Park in Gqeberha. In reply, South Africa were 120 for 7 in 18.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, India posted 124 for 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Hardik Pandya with 39 runs was the top scorer for the visitors. Akshar Patel with 27 runs and Tilak Verma with 20 runs also made valuable contribution. And that is the end of this news bulletin.